Page 33. Listening. Exercises 4A to 4C.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to the Fantasy Pod. I'm your host, John Jeffries, and today I'm going to talk about one of my favorite subjects, world building. By definition, fantasy takes place in a fictional world. A skillful world builder makes people want to be a part of that world. Devoted fans of The Lord of the Rings learn to speak Elvish. Game of Thrones devotees argue about who belongs on the Iron Throne. Harry Potter lovers divide themselves into houses. Building these worlds takes time. Tolkien spent 12 years on The Lord of the Rings. George R.R. Martin started A Song of Ice and Fire in 1991, and he's still working on it. J.K. Rowling spent 17 years on the 7 original Harry Potter books, and she keeps adding to that world, too. But each of these writers had a different approach to the craft. Many people consider Tolkien to be the all-time master world builder. He mapped out the geography and invented the cultures and creatures of the Middle-earth world before he started writing the story. He even developed a complete language for the elves. A lot of the material he created didn't even make it into the books. Still, you can't deny that all the planning paid off. His world is very complete. Martin takes a different approach to world building, creating the places and the cultures as he writes the story. Once a fan asked him for a dictionary of High Valyrian, one of the languages spoken in his books. He wrote back explaining that he'd only invented 7 words of that language, yet other aspects of his world are very well developed. For example, he's written an accompanying book describing the history of the 7 kingdoms. Some people criticize Rowling's world building. She didn't create a detailed backstory like Tolkien and Martin. Instead, she focused on plot and character and built bits of the world as she needed them in her story. Her books were written for children, so to me it doesn't seem that important that parts of the Harry Potter world go unexplained. Other aspects of her world, from the invented game Quidditch to Hogwarts, the School of Magic, are so vivid that they have captured the imaginations of millions of fans. Those are just 3 of many great fantasy world builders. Next week, we'll talk about some slightly less famous ones. Sound off in the comments and let me know who you'd like me to talk about next.